Hi, I am Jacqueline Steele, and welcome to Self-Discovery. Howard Thurman so beautifully wrote, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive." Coming alive. That, my friends, is what self-discovery is all about.
Wear that mask for.
All right, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Discovery Podcast, soon to be Self-Worth. I am keeping you guys posted, but if you listened to last week's episode 103, you know that I just had a baby. And my plan was to change the name and the cover artwork and everything mid-February. However, my sweet baby decided that he or she, I'm sure I've told you already on Instagram, so go there if you want to find out the name and the sex of the baby. But he or she decided to make their debut about 3 weeks early. I'm going in tomorrow to be induced. Again, I'm recording this episode in advance so I don't miss any episodes with you guys. I want to be consistent. I want to continue to connect, but my plans were thwarted. I also told you that I wanted to do monthly classes on the theme of the month. And this month, the month of February, the theme is self-worth. We are going to have those classes, but because I just had a baby, things are just pushed back a little bit more. And I am trying to be as gentle on myself as I possibly can when it comes to this, because it's hard for me when I have an idea of how I want things to roll out and they don't roll out that way, but it's life. So I'm being flexible. Those are my major announcements, though. If you haven't signed up for Sacred Rebel Affirmations, those are text messages that I send to uplift you every week. You can sign up for those in the show notes. I also have a newsletter called The Scoop that I share with my tribe. It's all high vibe information and resources that are not just my own. Also, really amazing products with discount codes that are just for my community. So check that out as well. You can sign up for that in the show notes. Today, episode 104, we are going to be talking about the link between movement and self-worth. You guys know that I am obsessed with self-worth, and it's because I have been working so hard the last few years to elevate my own self-worth and heal my own self-worth and understand what it feels like to live as a woman who appreciates herself and lives out of that place. It's confidence from the inside out. It's real confidence. So today, I'm excited to chat with you about movement and self-worth, like I said, for a myriad of reasons, but primarily because movement has been such a huge part of elevating my own self-worth. And first, I want to address movement. For many people, they call it exercise. In my experience, exercise can have a negative connotation, and because I believe every word we use carries a frequency, I choose to say movement because it feels high vibe to me, but choose whatever you want. Movement to me is all about being in your body, honoring it, listening to it, moving it in a way that feels good and nourishing. Instead of moving it in a way that feels like a chore or feels punishing. As a side note, there is a song by Maggie Rogers called Back in My Body that I highly recommend, especially if you want to feel that mind-body connection. You already know this. Self-worth is deep, and self-worth is an inside job. There are so many layers to it, as we will discuss now and in the coming months. But one of the layers of self-worth does lie in how we see ourselves physically, and I would be remiss if I didn't address that. Your self-worth does not need to depend on a specific number on the scale or a certain pant size. But in my experience, when I feel like I look good, it makes me feel really good. It exudes from the inside out. And if we don't address how we see ourselves physically, we are skipping over a really important element of self-worth. And again, this isn't about being a certain size. It's about how you feel inside your body. When you feel really good in your body, it is a catalyst for feeling really good in your life. This isn't about what others think about your body. This is about what you think about your body. I'll speak from personal experience here, okay? My dad taught me from a young age that moving is a life-changing routine that I could adopt in my life. I remember being 7 or 8 years old and him presenting me with a challenge. He said, "I'll give you a dollar toward a new pair of running shoes for every minute you run with me." And at that age, I think I got up to 28 or 29 minutes or something like that. But I'll never forget the lesson that it taught me. And it was this, that moving my body is really important for my physical health. And it could be a fun challenge. I wasn't always consistent, but that experience instilled in me the desire to move and to move regularly. I also used to downhill ski competitively. I played volleyball. I played tennis. I ran track and cross country for a while. Being outside and moving, or being in a gym with my friends, sweating it out, or even doing at-home workouts felt really rewarding. And it made me feel different in my body. And I took note of this. I think so often our culture uses the term exercise in a punishing way, as in, you're overweight, you need to exercise, or you sit too much, you need to exercise, or you have high blood pressure, you need to exercise. Even our Apple Watches remind us, right? These statements have elements of truth to them, but the frequency they emit is one where you are starting at a negative baseline. And that does not feel cohesive for me. I don't like that feeling. I really hate it, in fact. I cannot tell you how much I dislike feeling like I'm starting at a negative number. Instead, I like to view movement as a reward instead of a punishment. When I tune in and listen to my body and ask what it wants, I reward it with that movement. Some days I want yoga. Some days I want to run. Some days I want Pilates. Some days I want a leisurely walk and some stretching. Some days I just want to take my dog around the block. Some days I want deep rest and no movement because my body's exhausted. Movement isn't a punishment for me for not being enough. Movement is a reward because I already am enough. I think that warrants repeating. Movement is not a punishment for me for not being enough. Movement is a reward because I already am enough. Does that make sense? Movement isn't just about my physicality either. Yes, it strengthens and tones and makes me feel better in my skin, but movement is also a huge stress reliever and anxiety reducer for me. When I think about the woman I am becoming, she honors herself. She tunes in and listens. She does what she needs to do to take care of herself physically and mentally and emotionally. Movement isn't just about physical health. It's proven to help us mentally and emotionally too. And not just a little bit, a lot. Think about a dog on a walk for a second. This dog sees another dog, gets really upset, and barks and barks and barks. And then when the other dog finally passes, this dog starts to shake, like whole body shakes. And what's happening is that this dog is letting out the excess energy brought in by getting upset at the other dog. It's not storing that energy, it's actively physically releasing it. We as humans need to do the same thing. If we want to vibrate at a high frequency, We have to clear out our energy regularly and make room for new, fresh energy. Movement is one of the easiest ways of doing this. Today's episode of Self-Discovery with Jacqueline Steele is supported by Ritual. Ritual creates, in my opinion, the best vitamins on the planet. They're traceable, meaning every ingredient is transparently traceable to where it was grown and harvested. They're non-GMO, third-party tested, vegan, and they contain no artificial flavors or synthetic fillers. So guys, did you know that a lot of over-the-counter vitamins have fillers and synthetic dyes, like dyes that make your urine yellow so you think the vitamin is actually working? When I found this out, I literally wanted to vom. Anyway, back to the awesomeness of Ritual that doesn't do that to you. They have multivitamins for women, including prenatal and postnatal, multivitamins for men, and a multi for children. Every ad in this podcast is hand-chosen by me. Every single one. I reach out to these companies personally based on my experience with their products. With Ritual, that is the absolute truth as well. I have been taking their vitamins for about 3 years. And prior to finding Ritual, I tried many multivitamins, all of which, and I don't know those of you can relate to me here, but I know there are some of you, but all of which made me nauseous and sometimes vomit, especially if I didn't take them with food. Ritual is literally, guys, the only vitamin I have ever been able to take on an empty stomach and then not vomited afterwards. I have no nausea, no ill symptoms whatsoever, even after taking it on an empty stomach. In addition, I can speak to their efficacy. Since being diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I've had numerous blood tests, and normally people in my position have low vitamin B12, and my blood tests have shown that my B12 levels are healthy. Yay! My husband also takes the men's multi. We have been so happy with Ritual, especially since the emergence of COVID. Our health is a priority and such an immense gift all the time, but especially during this time. For 10% off your first 3 months, go to ritual.com or click the link below and use code Jacqueline Steele. Again, 10% off your first 3 months, go to ritual.com and use the code Jacqueline Steele, all one word, and have your amazing Ritual vitamins delivered right to your door. All the details and links are in the show notes below. This week's episode is supported by Natural Action Water Technology. My friends, not all water was created equally, and some water assimilates better in our bodies than other water. And because our bodies are comprised primarily of water, I'm so pumped to introduce you to Natural Action Water Technology and specifically their portable unit. The portable unit is the easiest way to revitalize water at home and on the go. You can enjoy the benefits of an energy infusion of structured water when you're out and about, whether in town at a local restaurant or on the road traveling. Simply pour water through the top, the large end of the portable unit, and point the small spout into any container to get the benefits of structured water. In episodes 92 and 93 of Self-Discovery, we do an in-depth review of what structured water is and how important it is for our hydration. But essentially, structured water mimics the way water is found in nature after it tumbles down a stream. It changes the molecular structure and allows it to assimilate in our bodies better so that we stay hydrated longer and faster. It is absolutely incredible. My husband and I have been using it for about 5 months. I've noticed a big difference in my hydration, especially being pregnant. So important that I stay hydrated. I also use the structured water for our dogs, and I've noticed my dogs are drinking a lot more water. So they've noticed a difference. Again, episodes 92 and 93 go into depth on what structured water is, but I highly, highly, highly recommend this portable unit. You can find it at naturalaction.com. And if you use code Jacqueline-10, 10, you will get 10% off your order. Again, you're going to go to naturalaction.com and use code Jacqueline, J-A-C-L-Y-N, -10 for 10% off your order. You will notice a huge difference in the way the water tastes and goes down and a difference in your overall health. It is absolutely awesome. I love this unit. Cannot recommend it enough. Okay, now back to the episode. I had a great conversation with some girlfriends recently. They are avid CrossFitters and in such fantastic shape. And we were talking about movement. And they were saying how much they love lifting heavy weights and pushing their bodies to the limit. As they were saying this, and maybe you can relate to me, I thought, should I be vulnerable right now and tell them how I feel about CrossFit? Or should I just nod and continue on? Well, in that moment, I decided to be brave and say, you know what? I actually don't enjoy maxing out my body like that. The few times I have done CrossFit with my husband, I didn't love it. However, I feel euphoric when I'm doing yoga or Pilates. My body feels fluid and time flies by. I felt vulnerable being so honest, but both of them emphatically replied, if you don't love it, don't do CrossFit. It's not worth it. And one even added, I think Pilates is so hard and I don't really like Pilates. This conversation made me realize that we're all different. Our bodies, depending on our physical structure and our mental structure, like moving in different ways. Some people love loud driving music and adrenaline rushes in the gym and pushing their bodies to the absolute max. And some of us really don't like the adrenaline rush and the cortisol spike. I'm one of them. Personally, I prefer more meditative movement where the music is soft or maybe non-existent and I can even close my eyes and get in the zone with my body. There is no right or wrong way to move. There is just your way. And part of elevating your self-worth on the regular is figuring out what kind of movement you love doing. Spin, Pilates, CrossFit, running, walking, yoga, tennis, pickleball, P-Volv, Melissa Wood Health, rowing, HIIT, boxing, whatever it is, if you love it, do it. Gone are the days where I shame myself into engaging in movement I don't enjoy, especially when there are so many other movement modalities that I do. Just because your best friend loves it doesn't mean you have to. You know what I mean? Okay, so you get by now why I think movement is so important and why moving however you love to move is vital. Let's dive a bit into how moving changes your self-worth, though. Here's the bottom line. When we look good to ourselves, we feel good. And we are in total control around how we use our bodies and how we feel in our bodies. No one else can curate this feeling for us. No one else can move our bodies for us. It's a wholly our responsibility. This goes a step further, though. How we speak to ourselves about movement also matters greatly. There is a life coach that I follow online, and she has a great podcast. Her name is Tanya Lee, and she's so bright and positive and full of great insight, and she said something really profound. She was talking about self-image and how the way we speak to ourselves means so much more than we realize. And in regard to this, she said something like, instead of saying, I have to work out 4 times a week because I'm fat and out of shape, say, I'm the kind of woman who works out 4 times a week because I love my body and I love how I feel after I move it. This reframing and rephrasing is revolutionary. We don't need to beat ourselves into exercise submission. We can invite ourselves into movement liberation I'm going to say it one more time. We don't need to beat ourselves into exercise submission. We can invite ourselves into movement liberation. Not only will it physically make us look great, but energetically, which is even more important, it will shift us into a positive frequency. Mentally, it will help us relieve stress and anxiety, and spiritually, it will enforce the truth that our bodies are worth honoring. Your beautiful body is worth honoring. Your self-worth is worth elevating. And movement is a bridge to do both.